Well, I haven't posted a audio post in a while, and I thought tonight I'd give it a shot. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read a post, a guest post I made on Kevin Malone's blog, oh, about a year ago. Me and him used to do a lot of that switcheroo stuff, and until we found out that nobody liked it, and we stopped. We were the originators of guest blogs. I guess posts. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not important. Here is the here's the post I made on Malone's blog. It's called the Kenneth V. Cole Fan Club News. Kenneth V. Cole being my name. The last couple months of my senior year in high school were really a drag. So I did what any self-centered young twerp would do. I started a fan club for myself. Those were strange times. Not the best of times, not the worst of times, just strange time. Take that, Charles Dickens. Martin Luther King had just been murdered. The Democrats were fighting among themselves to see who would take the place of the much feared and equally despised Lyndon Baines Johnson. Meanwhile, Richard Nixon was saying, "Sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me," on the television show Laughing. So at least we didn't have to worry about him, the rat bastard. And of course, that silly little war was still raging over in Vietnam. And even though the town I grew up in was blue-collar to the max, the only person I knew that was killed in action was Tom Yokowitz. He had dropped out of high school at 16 and died in Vietnam before the rest of us had even graduated from high school. But I digress. This is a post about me. Me. Like I said, I'd started a fan club for myself, and the amazing part was that 12 people actually joined my little attempt at self-aggrandizement. Oh, whatever. Fuck it. The members I recall. The members I remember. I just said member twice. The members I remember were Jill Stevens, 17-year-old schoolgirl with the body of a woman, hubba hubba, and make no mistake about it, she was the real reason that I started the club. I had the major hots for her mind and her body, and the fan club did actually result with me getting a date with her, but just one. Here comes that word again. Self-aggrandizement can only take you so far, and the last I had heard of Sweet Jill, she had married some Navy loser 6 months after graduation and lived happily ever after. Then there's Greg Zmud, Z-M-U-D. Now, how's that for a name? Here's my best friend, who I lost contact with soon. Oh, here we go. I can't even read right now. My best friend, who I lost contact with because his soon-to-be wife hated my guts. I think she felt that I exerted some kind of mind control over Greg, and if there were to be any mind control exerted, it would be hers. And there's Doug Wong, my token Oriental friend, who either became a doctor or a drug addict, or quite probably both. And then there's Bob Zechmeister, another Z. Must have a Z. A lot of Zs in Roseville, Michigan, I guess. Anyway, Bob had been a star athlete before at the age of 15, jumping off the roof of his friend's garage into an above-ground swimming pool, breaking his neck or his spine, or whatever you do to your spine that paralyzes you. I think he became a teacher. I think what I'm trying to say there is that he jumped off the garage, the roof of the garage, into a swimming pool, and he broke his neck. Anyway, that's what he did do. And finally, there was Beth McKenzie, who had a stare could that... Shit. And finally, there was Beth McKenzie, who had a stare that could make any hard-on shrivel up into next to nothing and quiver in fear. I have no doubt that she was a lesbian in training and probably became quite adept at it. And isn't this post reacting on, to say the least? And I haven't got to the point yet, which is the Kenneth V. Cole Fan Club News, which is my name, of course. The KVCC, here we go, the KVCFCN, which is short for the Kenneth V. Cole Fan Club News, was a newsletter I wrote just about every day from mid-April until we graduated in June. What it was a non-computerized version of what I'm doing now with my blog, without the boobs, and as written by a 17-year-old. The one and only handwritten copy passed from member to member to member. Member. Some of the highlights, well, maybe not highlights, but some of the things I can remember about the newsletter were Joe Smith, my choice for the president, my choice for president in the 1968 election. Geez, 68. Joe had just returned from Argentina after a 20-year holiday and bore an almost sickening resemblance to Adolf Hitler, and was in fact, Adolf Hitler. Oh, the sly satire on the political situation of the time. And there's Shlom Katz and Bela Wimple, two characters that popped up whenever I needed a dupe or a fall guy to make fun of. Sort of the same role that Kevin Malone plays today. There's a lengthy plea of devotion to the then almost unknown Goldie Hawn, pledging my heart, my soul, my love, and all the money I'd saved up from cutting lawns the summer before. If only Goldie would flash her double A's at me. Even then, I had a thing for celebrities and their boobage thereof. And, of course, there are bits and snippets of song lyrics from I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die, Rack, to Socket to the Soul Man as he boogaloos down Funky Broadway. And I made that boogaloo thing one up. Another bit of sly satire reflecting the popular musical taste of the time. And now I'm getting tired. Read board. So I'll do a spell check. I should do a tongue check and ship this off to Mr. Malone, and I bet that Kevin will delete all the swear words because he has approved that way. But I don't care. It's his life, and he has to lead it his way. And as the master, Frank Sinatra, once sang, that's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April and shot down in May. Good night, Doreen.